Playing 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, in-betweenies and teenies. It's the All Decades Decade Breakfast. Only on Dodge Radio. From Michael Jackson to Mariah Carey. This is the 90s and 9 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio.
I'm not Chaz, but I'll explain that in a minute. I'm back. It's 90s at 9 time. It's Mariah Carey kicking it off. Absolute favorite version of that song. There are at least three versions that I know of. Of course, the Darlene Love original, and then of course that one. And actually, there's four. Jesus. Anyway, the point is, that's my absolute favorite one. I am Jess here with you for a little bit under an hour now. Unfortunately, send prayers to the 1-2-C. He is dealing with the after effects of an Uber driver almost running him over. So unfortunately, he couldn't do 90s at 9 this morning. So you've got me instead. But anyway, I'm here with you until 10. And we're going to play some good 90s Christmas tunes. And we'll even look back in history a little bit at what you might have expected for a 90s Christmas. That'll be really cool because for me especially, I was born in 84. But obviously, I'm a 90s child because that's when I kind of remember most of my stuff. So I definitely remember a lot of these bullet points, which we'll go over some of them later. Anyway, so you can get a hold of me in a couple of ways. You can, of course, email Jessica at dodgeradio.net. You can hit me up on the Dodge Radio WhatsApp community if you happen to either A, be awake like myself. yeah, I'm going to be back on air at 11 a.m. my time, which is 6 p.m. UK time. So in about...
But you can give an announcement
later. Yeah, I will. So in about 9 hours time. Jeez, I'm crazy. Anyway.
Can I call you a Christmas queen for
Yeah. Oh my goodness. All right, so you can of course hit me up there in the WhatsApp group, or there is a Clubhouse room if you so choose to listen to the decades. How long are you keeping it up till, Dan? Okay. So it'll be on at least until 11. Because 11 is my list. So 11 or noon, it'll be up. All right. So of course we started with Mariah Carey. Dan hates that I cheat and use instrumentals. The problem is these Christmas instrumentals are done by Christmas groups where, at least here in America, their instrumental selves get played on our Christmas radio stations. And this one is no exception. This is from Christmas Eve and Other Stories from 1996. Trans-Siberian Orchestra with A Mad Russian's Christmas here on Dodge Radio. I was not going to play the obvious Christmas Eve Sarajevo, God.
Hi everyone, it's Dan Owen from Happy Days, and I've just dropped in to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a fantastic year to come. And thank you for your continued listening to Dodge Radio. Dodge the world, and enjoy the music. Have a good one, guys.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Listening on the trees outside, and all the stockings are hung by the fireside, waiting for Santa to arrive. And all the love will show, 'cause everybody knows it's Christmas time, and all the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of year for the
for a festive favorite. Dodge Radio. Dodge the world. Enjoy the music.
So this, you can hear stuff like this on the classic rock barbecue Christmas right after me Christmas morning. It's right on midnight. It's the Smashing Pumpkins with Christmas Time.
We watch the children. Beside the Christmas tree.
Sing joy.
while Santa stuffs stockings and Comet cuddles cute Christmas kittens, we'll be here having a holly jolly Christmas. Dodge Radio.
That is literally my favorite version of Joy to the World. And yeah, you'll probably hear that again on the Christmas Eve show. This is a sneak peek of the Christmas Cafe for you. Alison Krauss and Alan Jackson.
They came from near, they came from far, following a distant star to where he lay. Not being sure of what it meant, but knowing it was heaven sent, they made their way. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound. And the angels cried.
The angels knew what was to come, the reason God had sent his son from up above. It filled their hearts with joy to see, and knowing of his destiny came tears of love. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound. And the angels cried.
I've often thought about that night and wondered if they realized that star so bright
was sent to tell all the land the Son of God would soon become the Son of Man.
And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound. And the angels cried. And the angels cried. And the angels cried.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Derby, the host of Wes's Musical Meltdown, Metal Militia Monday, and the Classic Rock Barbecue. Wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at Dodge Radio. Keep it locked on, and I wish you peace, love, prosperity, and all the gifts Santa Claus can fit under that Christmas tree.
I wanted to avoid an absolute train wreck, especially with a song that pretty. So we put that in there. But I'll be right back after this song to talk about what you might have expected in the 90s, if you were a 90s kid at Christmas. Here's TLC.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. So let's take the road before us, sing a chorus or two. Oh, come on, it's lovely when the four of us stay right together with you.
So let's have a very Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year, yeah, yeah.
Lots of
let's have a Merry, Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year,
yeah, yeah.
Lots of
yeah.
Dodge Radio. That was TLC with Sleigh Ride, actually. Before that, we had Alison Krauss and Alan Jackson with The Angels Cried. And we had Whitney Houston before that with Joy to the World. That is my favorite version of that track. It's also my friend Sam's favorite version of that track. Speaking of Sam, so you may, if you're a veteran listener of Dodge Radio, have remembered Sam and Romy. If you're not, and you're new, you will get quite an awesome experience. They will be back for a surprise show today at 3 p.m. UK time, right before me. So they'll have their Christmas show, Cranking Up Christmas. I'm really excited about that, actually. That's going to be a good show, I think. All right, so let's talk about some things that you might have excuse me, experienced as a 90s kid at Christmas. Gift cards were a novelty, not a last minute gift. One of Blockbuster's major innovations was the modern day gift card. They introduced them in stores back in 1994, and since then the plastic gift cards have replaced, sorry, sad paper gift certificates. When you got a gift card as a Christmas gift in the 90s, it was a novelty, not a simple cop-out. Beanie Babies. Who remembers Beanie Babies? If you were in America, you definitely remembered Beanie Babies. Nobody over the age of 10 wanted a stuffed animal for Christmas, but back in the 90s, one animal in particular was on everybody's Christmas list, a Beanie Baby. In fact, I don't know if that's true anymore, but in the early 2000s, when the Beanie Babies kind of were no longer a thing, the collections of them were massive on eBay as far as cost. Tim Allen is the one true Santa. On November 11th, 1994, Santa Claus was revealed to be none other than actor Tim Allen. Not really. But following the release of Santa Claus, it felt like Allen and Old Saint Nick were one and the same. That's just the beauty of movie magic. And I would agree, the Santa Claus, both one and two actually, to me are one of the best Christmas movies of all time. Getting your first home computer for Christmas. The home PCs were around as far as the 70s. They were far from affordable. Until the 90s, that technology improved and the devices became more modestly priced, allowing for the average household to get one. The History Channel notes on Christmas through the decades that by 1995, on average, one in three Americans owned a PC. I didn't get mine until the early 2000s, so I don't know if I agree with that. And we have two more here. Well, we have a lot more, but I'm just going to read a couple. So the birth of Festivus. In 1997, Seinfeld gave secular folks something to celebrate when they introduced Festivus. As a non-religious holiday, a Festivus for the rest of us, as if you will, it occurs on December 23rd and involved both dinner and activities like the airing of grievances and feats of strength, such as where the head of household is wrestled to the floor. I don't know. Like, I think it would be cool just to have, like, one Festivus celebration somewhere. Just saying. And finally, hearing All I Want for Christmas Is You for the first time. Just the time for the 1994 Christmas season, singer Mariah Carey released one of the most popular holiday songs of all time, All I Want for Christmas Is You. We couldn't have known that it would endure as the most, that it would prove to be the most enduring modern carol ever. More than 20 years later, it's still going strong. And in 2019, it reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. At long last, we made Mariah's wish come through. So there you go. There's a couple of Christmas facts. Also, real quick, a Christmas fact that I'll briefly summarize. 1993 was the birth of Coca-Cola and the polar bear. So I don't know, again, in the UK if the adverts were the same. But Coca-Cola, basically from the 90s onwards, had... for their Christmas commercials, they had polar bears. So that birth of the Christmas Coca-Cola commercial with the polar bears was in 1993. All right, let's go right into some more music. This is Hanson, and this one is What Christmas Means to Me. Sorry, Merry Christmas, Baby, here on Dodge Radio.
tree is up, decorations are out, and mince pies are ready to eat. Check out our Christmas schedule at dodgeradio.net.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird, who sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is part.
With Carol of the Bells is what that one was. We're gonna actually we're almost done here. This is Vanessa Williams with the First Noel.
Joel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
And that, my friends, ends our 90s decade. I do got, obviously, one more song here for you. But I do got to make way now for Nick Pages. He's on with your 2000s. Or, sorry, your naughties. I keep saying 2000s. That just sounds weird. Naughties. Anyway, your naughties at 10 is on right after me. And then, of course, you've got me again with your teenies and in-betweenies. So if you couldn't get enough of me, you can wait a couple hours. But anyway, Nick is on right after me, taking the studio with the Naughties at 10, where you'll hear all 2000s Christmas or December related music. I do say December related because he's got, I've seen his playlist, he's got a track that is related to December But I don't know that I would call it Christmas. You can decide. Anyway, with that being said, it is time for me to go ahead and wrap up here. Please, please, guys, check out our schedule, dodgeradio.net. You can go on either the special events section or right there on the front page. Our blog has our latest posts. You can see our Christmas and New Year's schedule and all the replays of those shows. In case you missed some shows, you can definitely see what's remaining of the schedule there on our blog. And tell your friends, tell your family, let us be the soundtrack to your Christmas, especially if you don't have anyone to celebrate Christmas with, or you're alone, or something like that. Let us bring you some Christmas spirit. Speaking of Christmas spirit, today is an actual really big day, obviously because it's Christmas Eve, but also because, as I said earlier, we do have a guest show from Sam and Romy, to previous presenters of Dodge. They'll be back at 3 p.m. For a one-time exclusive, 3 p.m. UK. That is 10 p.m. Eastern time. Sorry, 10 a.m. Eastern time. I need to go to bed. they'll be here. So with that, of course, I'm after Sam and Romy with my Christmas Eve special at 6, bringing in Christmas for the UK, and then Wes takes over with the classic rock barbecue. So that's what you can expect for today, for Christmas Eve going into Christmas. So I'm going to leave you with one more track. A great track. This is a great one. I love this one. This is Boys to Men featuring Brian McKnight with their version of Let It Snow. Stay safe. Happy Christmas. I will see you guys in a few hours. Stay tuned for Nick. Let it snow.